I'm Anna, and I'm outside flat in St John's Wood, which is a very odd place to find a real witch. At the moment, she's telling someone's future, so she's not answering the door. But she probably knows I'm here, since she can do that kind of thing. We're finally inside the flat now, and I'm here to meet the real witch, Inval. Hello, Inval.
Hello, Anna.
Do you have any familiars?
We've got Sol Oedipus, who is a ginger cat, and Stella Electra, she's tortoiseshell. It's actually Solly who's more of a familiar, and when I cast a magic circle, Solly's the one who will sit on the edge of it, like one of the coven.
What do you use them for?
The traditional uses of a familiar would be to actually send them out and get information for you. That's not really something that we do nowadays. My cats are 100% indoors. I don't so much use them, but having animals around makes everything a lot more magical. You got animals, haven't you? And it does make everything much more magical, doesn't it?
In a way. What do you do with them when you go on holiday?
My friend Laura, who is also a witch, looks after the cat.
How did you exactly become a witch?
I used to read the tarot card. There were people that just assumed I was a witch because I could read the cards. And I thought, well, no, it's got nothing to do with it. And then I thought, let's try one spell and see if it worked. And it did. And I basically thought if it hadn't worked, I was probably not meant to be a witch. But it did work. It was a love spell. And that's when I understood that I could do it.
Were your parents witches or wizards?
My mother is a shiatsu therapist, which is a Japanese form of massage. So it's something that's a little bit spiritual, but certainly not witchy. I was brought up in a very atheist home where no one really believed in anything, and I'm the first witch in my family.
Did you choose to become a witch, or did it choose you?
Some people decide to go into witchcraft, and some people are given signs. People will always report a wonderful sense of coming home. For me, I thought I'd try it out, but then I found other witches in London, and I was amazed to find out that those people believed in the same things that I've intuitively believed in since I was a child.
Are people frightened of you ever?
You see, I'm not really much taller than you, and I haven't got anything frightening about my demeanour. We don't have anything particularly scary within modern day witchcraft.
Well, I just noticed a broomstick leaning against the cupboard, and I thought that was a very odd thing to find in a flat in St John's Wood, even if she is a witch.
It's true, and I didn't actually get it. My wonderful boyfriend got it for me as a surprise for our anniversary. It was actually wrapped up here until last week.
Is it a fast one?
If it was, I don't think I'd be able to keep up. You see, I've got very short legs, and I'm not much of a speed queen.
Do you celebrate Halloween?
I do. In witchcraft, we actually pronounce it Samhain. That's the Celtic name for the whole month of November. Halloween is the Christian name for Samhain, just like Easter is the Christian name for the witchcraft celebration of Eostra, and just like Michaelmas is the Christian name for the witchcraft Imbolc. In Halloween, we commune with the other side, which basically means we do some things during our ceremonies where we get messages, a little bit like mediums do.
What do you do for Halloween?
Well, some people celebrate indoors, some people celebrate outdoors. It could be really from a small gathering of a couple of people to a very large gathering. Luckily, over Halloween, we've got Witchfest, which is 6,000 to 7,000 witches all down in Croydon, which is not the scariest thing about Croydon, no, it ain't. We have talks and workshops going throughout the day. There'll be witchy music and stalls where you can find broomsticks, just like mine, or like the ceremonial spoon that you see there hanging in my kitchen corner, or all sorts of things to do with fairies. And I shall be there the whole day. That'll be my special Halloween.
Do you have a wand?
I do. I keep it in a box in the other room. So if you hang on for a second, I'll show you a few wands. This is my witchy box. Here I've got the incense burner and a bell and all sorts of things. This is my favourite wand that I made myself.
Amazing.
Instead of a proper handle, I've just wrapped some silver ribbon around the blunt end of it. I rubbed cinnamon oil into it to make sure that it can take the winter.
Does it work?
The purpose of the wand is to direct your power, to direct your energy. So if you want something done, you will say it, you'll say your words of power, you'll cast your spell, and then you'll use the wand either to direct it in a certain direction or to draw specific energies to you. There's a lovely thing that you can do with the wand, which is wonderful for girls, because girls are very much affected by the moon, and during the full moon you can draw a five-pointed star onto the moon and sort of draw it slowly to you, to your heart, so the tip of the wand draws down the energy of the full moon, and then you sort of stay awake for 3 days.
Very odd, I must say.
Well, this is a dark wand with a hoof that I was given when I first became a witch.
It's beautiful.
The hoof is the symbol of the horned god. Now, do you remember how I told you that Halloween is just a Christian name for Samhain, and Easter is just a Christian name for Eostre, which is the goddess of spring? In the same way, sadly, the devil in Christianity was basically taking our horned god, which is the lovely god of dancing and wildwood, and calling it a devil just so that people would stop worshipping him.
What would you use that one for?
Let's have a look at the two of them. My pale one with the silver handle is a lot more girly, really, isn't it? And this one with the hoof is very male. So for things like maybe wanting to fall pregnant, or maybe for a beauty spell, or a weight loss spell is a big favourite, you'd use maybe the girly one. And then you'd use the boy one for things that are a bit more hardcore, if you want to go for bravery, or hoof, moving house. Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Very good idea. What kind of spells do you do?
We'll do spells for peace. We'll do spells for house move, love spells, things to make people feel stronger.
Okay. Does magic work over computers and phones?
Magic and computers and phones actually all work a little bit in the same way. Now, I think the internet and mobiles are modern day magic. Phones and the internet have actually been an unusually helpful source for people that have joined witchcraft within the last few years, whereas before you wouldn't have been able to find information about it, and you'd have to go to specialist bookshops, and maybe if you're in a small town, everybody would know what book you'd read. You can find out so much more in a short space of time. I come from a country where witchcraft is in fact still illegal, and for people over there, it's wonderful to be able to be on the internet and talk to witches in England and in America.
Which country was that?
I come from Israel.
Have you ever done a bad spell?
Never. No good witches ever do bad spells.
Do you know any bad witches?
Well, now we're going into grammar, because the word witch comes from the old Anglo-Saxon word witcher, which means wise, and I don't think any wise person would do any bad magic, and that means no real witch would do any bad magic.
Have you ever been tempted to?
Just between you and me, yes, I have been tempted, and there have been people that were mean to me, and I thought, oh, if only. But it's really never worth ruining your own honour.
Is there a witch's code of conduct?
There's one witch's word of conduct, and it's not a long rule. It only says, if you harm none, do what you will. And that means that you're not allowed to practice any harmful behaviour towards others or towards yourself.
Have you ever used an animal in a spell?
I've never used a real animal in a spell. Everybody deserves their own free will, and since I can't confirm with my animals whether they'd like to be used in a spell, I wouldn't be able to. But a spell works in a much simpler way, where you imagine things.
And what is that?
This is one of the symbols of Wicca. It's called a scourge, which is a little bit like a whip. It's meant to have 8 strands, 5 knots in each strand.
Is it safe for non-witches to try spells?
It's probably best to not try anything too complicated. And it's probably best not to try anything when you are under, say, 18 years. For the simple reason, if something does go wrong, you're really on your own there. If you don't know any witches that will come and help you reverse it, and some things can't be reversed, then you can carry the damage of that mistake for a long time. You're really just hoping that things will get better.
Can you tell the future? How?
I'm a psychic. That's my profession. So when I read tarot cards, I can tell the future.
Do you use star signs?
I love astrology because it helps you understand the little crazy things you do.
Do you have a pointed hat?
I don't.
It says on your website you married people instead of a priest. Why do you like doing that?
Well, I'm a priestess, which is a little bit like a priest, and I'm a great romantic, and I believe in true love. So when two people want to be joined out in the open, I come out and get them to take vows to each other, bless them in the names of the goddess and the god. And then I fasten their hands together, which is a symbol that's called a hand fasting.
I can see Anubis up there on the bookcase. Do you have a connection with him?
Love a girl. I'm so pleased you recognised him. Anubis is a protector god, so I've normally got him facing the door.
And I know you talk to spirits from the other side, but are they around you all the time? How do you get to them?
I feel that spirits are around all the time. Now, we're coming up to that season of Halloween, which is where witches say the veil is the thinnest. It's very easy for us to hear people from the other side and to talk to them. I believe that whenever you want to talk to someone, you just summon them up.
Have you ever flown in a broom?
I've never flown in a broom.
How do you earn money by being a witch?
Don't earn money by being a witch. Witchcraft is a religion and a passion, and it's something that you do for yourself.
Did you go to a witching school?
I didn't. I learned a lot from books, and then I learned more from a coven.
Are you part of a coven in London?
I left my coven 2 weeks ago.
How come?
I thought it would be a good time to start focusing a little bit on myself and not quite so much on training other people anymore.
Are you going to try and find another one?
Well, me and my boyfriend are hoping to move up to Yorkshire, and in a very bizarre twist of fate, I've just learned that one of the Wiccan authors I really, really admire and appreciate has a coven in Yorkshire.
Who's that?
I'm not telling.
When did being a witch become legal in England?
1951.
If you could talk to any ghost throughout history, who would you talk to?
I'm very happy just talking to my granddad. I might take it towards the Marilyn Monroe, Mae West kind of direction, where I think a question like, how could you be so confident at a size 16? How do you do it?
Can you talk to anybody you like?
You can talk to anyone who's willing to talk to you.
Do you like witch and wizard stories? Harry Potter, The Worst Witch, things like that?
I absolutely love Harry Potter.
That was very interesting. Thank you so much. She wasn't at all as I expected her. She was lovely. A lot friendlier than one of the wart-nosed ones. I don't really like to meet one of them.
Would you tell her your secret?
Maybe. Yes, I think I would.
Do you think she'd give you good advice?
Yes.
Since she was a wise woman.
Yes.